Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Radhe.
Listen, the deep realization, how deep they are, is going.
Verse number 80. Jitva 80. Jitva pashaka kilayam achidya muralim hareha shitapam mai
loudly little
shipatam mai tvaya devi gopayasyami tam kala. O Devi, when you defeat Hari in a dice game, you snatch away his flute. When will you throw it to me so that I can hide it somewhere? O Devi.
Yeah. This is the past time. One time, Krishna is playing dice game, like a Lido. And like a chopper with Radhika. So first, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so he starts winning the dice game. So when he starts winning, then he watch my Radhika is little, very sad, no? Because the Lord never lose with anyone, right? If he lose, then how, which type of Lord is this? But at the same time, with his lover, he likes to lose the game. Radhika is the lover of Krishna. So her love is so high, to please her, Krishna decides to lose today. He don't want to win with her. And now, Radhika start winning the game. That is the past time. I'll give you a little background. Read again.
O Devi, when you defeat Hari...
Now you are start defeating Radhika to Hari. To the Lord. Yes.
When you defeat Hari in a dice game, you snatch away his flute.
Then you say, I win now. Then he said, you have to pay me back something. When I lose, you ask tax from me. And now you lose, then you have to pay tax to me. Pay them what you say. Game, when you play the game, who defeat he has to give.
Huh?
What is?
Price.
Huh? Price. Price. On losing the game, you have to pay that. So say, oh, now you lose. Your flute is very bad. You steal our heart with playing the flute. So I will steal this flute from you. Snatch the flute from Krishna. Because now I defeat you, you lose the game. So I snatch your fruit.
when will you throw it to me so that I can hide it somewhere?
And Radhika said, I will hide that you not play again the flute, because this flute is very dangerous. By listening to this flute, we become mad for you. This flute make me mad because of listening your flute, you attract us. And my gopis, my all friends, become useless by listening your flute. They become, fall in love with you. So I will not leave this flute again that you make like this to others. So she wants to steal this flute.
In a vision, Sri Raghunatha relished Sri Sri Radha Mohan's Vana Vihara and the sweetness of their love song. And when this vision disappears, he feels great pain. He is completely absorbed in Sri Radharani. In a vision, Sri Raghunatha relished.
In a vision, like somebody is in love with someone, and his lover is not near to him, then she starts sitting and she is meditating in his lover, right? His husband or something, well, his lover. And that time somebody disturb you, then vision disturb you. Somebody knock you, then you forget what you are thinking. Your vision is stopped. When it stopped, is easily going in the meditation when nobody disturbs you. And the moment somebody knock you or shake you, your vision disturbs. Right? So this pastime is like this. Of Raghunath Das Goswami is looking something and vision disturbs. Go on.
So in a previous vision, Sri Raghunatha relished.
Previous, what is happening, huh?
He relished Sri Sri Radha Mohan's Vana Vihara and the sweetness of their love song. And when this vision disappears, he feels great pain. He is completely absorbed in Srimati Radharani.
Yeah. If the absorption is there, absorbance, totally you are love. 100% your heart is thinking one pointer. Totally absorption. Means totally, I accept you and I cannot live without you. And in this meditation, in thinking of you, if somebody disturbs, I feel very much pain. Only when is so much attachment is there, then pain is coming. if the, my absorption is not there to you, there is no meaning of pain, no reason of pain. Mm. And what is the anything changing, many things in life? But the reason painful when I am very absorbed with you and somebody disturbs this thinking. They don't understand that how much painful is happening to me. That is the, like a real pain of separation. That makes me to cry. Because of my absorption, my love has become very intense. So, Raghunath Das Goswami, as a Manjari, she was very absorbed with Radhika. And when she forget to see the Radhika, her and not looking, then she disturbs the vision. And he pay very pain. Why not? What happened? This stuff happened.
He's completely absorbed.
Completely absorbed. Then his pain is gone. That I want.
Mm. Other than she, no one can soothe the pain of his separation. Sri Radha embodies the quintessence of the Hladini Shakti.
Hladini Shakti means the Shakti of Allah is coming from there. Hladini Shakti. She is Hladini Shakti means she is the source of Allah. Of the flow of Allah, Ananda. Pleasure. Giving. Because she, pleasure coming from her. She received, give the pleasure to Krishna. So she full pleasure is there. Because only she can satisfy to Krishna. So she has all pleasure in herself. Reservoir. And from one drop, if coming to me, we become similar like her. So this way, this all pleasure, she is the source to give in our life. And the Kinkari, as the Raghunath Das Goswami, she realized this Manjari Bhav, Rati Manjari. That what I am as the Rati Manjari, because of her mercy, and this pleasure what she gives, it's coming from her as a Rati.
Chaitanya Charitamrita. The Hladini potency makes the Lord Rasika Shekhara.
You see? Because of Hladini, this Narayan becomes Rasika Shekhara.
The king of relishes.
King of relishes. He becomes supreme after that. Supreme personality of God, because he is the king of relish. Adi Purusham, Tamham Bhajami. He is the real Purusha. Because we are the Prakriti and he is the Purusha. Why this happened? Because of Alladini Shakti. Because she gave her Allad also to Krishna. So he forget all the opulent side because of this divine mercy of Allad, ecstasy of Ananda, when she received from Radhika how much she can give the happiness to even to the Lord, Radhika. So he become what? Rasa Shekhar. He become Rasa. By Allah he become Rasa. Not only Rasa we have also. He become Rasika, Shekhar, top of the Rasika. Highest in Rasika. Because of that. That is Brajendra. Radha's Mohan. That's the difference. Yeah?
The Ladini potency makes the Lord Rasika Shekara.
Make the Lord Rasika Shekara. Top of the Rasika.
The king of relishes.
Rasika Shekara means top. Top of the relisha. This top of the relisha is welcome in Vrindavan. Radha, make him this. Read again this line.
जय जय श्री राधे जय जय श्री राधे विराजे विराजे को कार्टन फल तो फूल तो रहे
हो जय
और मंगलमय रहे
जय विराजे
ठाकुर जी सदा युग युग
जय विराज जय विराज
जय राधे जय
लादिनी लादिनी पोटेंसी मेक्स द लॉर्ड रसिका शेखर.
Yeah, Alladini Shakti makes Rasika. Because of the Allad, he becomes Rasika. Understand?
So, Guru Radhika is helping Krishna to go deeper. Like this?
No, helping not, giving.
Giving.
Helping means side by side.
Huh.
Giving.
Charity.
Yeah. He gave herself. What is more than this? She gave herself with all the problems, she cut away and she gave herself. What you like, everything is my, is yours. Already everything is there, but nothing for me. For me, only you are there. And I give myself to you. Who ready to do like this? One is Radhika, and so we want to take the center of Radhika to learn this, how to give. You are mine. I am yours also is okay, but you are mine is more better. Because I am your dasi, but you are my swami, is more close. I am your dasi, but you are my swami.
When you are mine, then you are just giving. When I am yours, then you are sick. When you say, you are mine, then you are in position of a giver.
You are mine, then I give you.
Yeah.
And I am yours, then I want to take from you. The position, Krishna, Radhika say, you are my Krishna. What you want? You want me, I give you myself. Give a lot from every corner of this. So she is the pleasure giving potential. She is the only pleasure giving तो मंजरी से यू मेक रसिक से कर यू मेक मी रसिक लिटिल फॉर यू आई वांट लिटिल रस यू गिव टू मी दैट आई कैन बिकम also rasik. He is the Shekhar and I can become rasik and I want to be in your center. So rasik Shekhar will be also there and the giver will also there. Without giver, rasik Shekhar, where is there? I want only rasik Shekhar, no giver. And she is the giver, so I miss the long way we create ourselves. I want Rasik Shekhar, but not Radhika. For sure, Rasik Shekhar is very far. The giver has to first, then Rasik Shekhar will always there. Understand? And who is Rasik Shekhar? Krishna is Rasik Shekhar. And who is giver? Radhika is giving to us. Clear? Huh?
I have to say what Kesha Baba used to say. He said, when you buy a lot of vegetables from one shop, the shopkeeper gives you a little chili and coriander leaves extra.
Now when you buy for sabji, like for 100 rupees you want to make sabji, and you buy vegetables, and then you ask for like spices for this sabji, and he gives you like for free, like, okay, here. This is like applying for other, and he gives you Krishna.
Listen.
Baba.
See, which book is written like that? Which is Loka is mentioned. This is the way of giver. Which book is written like this on the realizations? So simple way of teaching that this extra giving is a way for Radhika to give you Krishna. It's nothing difficult for her. Okay, take it. But no. I need you because you are the giver. I need you. I cannot deviate to me. That to understand. This understanding is no clear, is a long way. Go on.
So the Aladini potency makes the Lord Rasika Shekhar, the king of relishers, and gives him the relish of Leela. And when it enters the devotees' hearts, it gives them the bliss of Krishna's devotional service. Sri Radhika is the essential portion of that Aladini potency, and she delights both the Lord and the devotees in this way. Within the Lord, she appears as Aladini Swarupini. So Sri Radhika is the essential portion of that Aladini potency, and she delights both the Lord and the devotees in this way. Within the Lord, she appears as Aladini Swarupini, and within the devotee, she appears as Bhakti Rupini.
Okay.
Sri Radhika is the essential portion of that Aladini potency, and she delights both the Lord and the devotees in
Manjari. Lord and Manjari's. Who is totally surrendered to Radhika? King Kiris, Manjari's. Lord and King Kiris. Others are not 100%. Krishna is also 100%. Krishna can 100% she gave everything. And the Kinkari is also 100%. Radhika, Manjari is 100%. So both their lives, Krishna and Manjari.
Say, just as Krishna cannot find any other gopi but Sri Radha to relieve him of the suffering of separation from Sri Radhika, similarly, no one else but she can soothe the devotees, the Manjari, suffering of separation from her.
Yeah. She cared two places. She said that you are and my navel to navel connection. I give you birth as a Manjari. I give you the sarup, so you are my child. You are my baby. I will feed you my breast. And Manjari is touching the breast of Radhika. Why? Because this is the only source of taking the food of spiritual growth. And the Krishna also can do this. So Krishna is freed for Radhika, is open. Radhika is open for everything, for Krishna and for the Manjaris. Radhika had the two places only. Manjaris, who is 100% surrendered, 100% without deviation, and the Krishna. One is navel-to-navel connection, Manjari, shadow. Without becoming shadow, without taking birth, from navel to navel connection feeling, not happening. Read this line.
Within the Lord, she appears as Haladini Sarupini, and within the devotees, she appears as Bhakti Rupini. Just as Krishna cannot find any other gopi but Sri Radha to relieve him of the suffering of separation
from Sri Radhika.
Similarly, no one else but she can soothe the devotees and mandarins suffering of separation from her.
From Manjari, nobody suits. No other place she lies. Like many gopis, Krishna no like to go. Only Radhika. Similarly, from Manjari, many gods and devta, no interest. Only Sri Radhika.
Gurudev, but there must be one difference between the Manjaris and Krishna. I think Krishna like to enjoy, and Manjaris like to give. Or what is the desire of the Manjaris?
The center is Radhika.
For both.
Both. Krishna had many gopis. But Krishna is looking for Radhika. If Radhika is not there, he is not satisfied. And for Manjari, many are there nearby, but she has no other interest than Radhika. One point.
But not to enjoy like Krishna.
I think enjoyer means he is the Rasik Sekhar is not a physical human.
He is a
Adi Purusha. We are not a Purusha. We are Prakriti. This is my false ego make me Purusha. Like a female body. But the nature of enjoying is there in any female is a male. Is not Purusha. So Krishna is far from them. If I have an enjoyment tendency, how he will come to me?
Yeah.
If I am not a Prakriti, then he will not come to me.
I like to copy him.
How he will like interest like him. He's a false ego. My false ego keep distance from him. The center is Radhika. One is Rasik Sekhar, wants Radhika. And the devotee of Radhika also wants Radhika. They don't want Radhika through Krishna, no. Radhika. They are very happy when Krishna is with Radhika.
Yeah.
Gopis has this desire, or Sakis has this desire, that by association with Radhikas, I can be close with Krishna. But Manjaris has only desire to be with Radhika. Sakhi bhav is a different. And Manjari bhav is little different. But for them, only this, like a Krishna has a center of Radhika, Manjari is only has a center Radhika. That is the point. This is the major point to understand. And they both feel relishment from her. because he is the Alladini Shakti, mm-hmm. Allad. Inner potency, what did you say?
Pleasure giving.
And we also need pleasure. So pleasure giving potency can give you pleasure. If you go to alone Krishna, what he will give? He is a rasa. If bhava is not there, rasa will not understandable. Feeling is necessary inside me. And the feeling is Radhika.
Yesterday you told me there was only a flesh. Krishna is only a flesh.
Only flesh coming and going. Because it's not my place. No feelings are there. No bhava is there.
There was two names I cannot remember, she said in this verse. One is Bhakti.
Aladdin
Swarupini. For the Manjaris, Bhakti Swarupini.
And for the Lord, Aladdin Swarupini.
And for the Lord, Aladdini.
The basic Bhakta, they are very interested in Bhakti. Who is devotee? If they get the bhakti, is a Aladini Shakti. But they see only bhakti. But this is the expansion of Aladini Shakti, Bhakti Devi. So bhakti starts. She is the origin to flow the bhakti first in the heart of me, that start feeling inside. Slowly, this is all her mercy. Why Krishna has the time to do this? Bhakti is coming by her mercy. And bhakti increase her in my swarup is her mercy. And to see in your manjari swarup that you are the Radha Kinkari, Radha Dasi, this is her mercy. Krishna has no time. He has only time if something is there for Radhika. No other business. No other business. He has no time. But she has a big space to give nearby everything who is near to her. Who is going to more close from bhakti to more high, more wealthy? But bhakti is also her soul. Not Krishna. Bhakti is not Krishna. Radhika Bhakti. We are Bhakta means Radha Bhakta. In the culture that you talk about the father, not about mother. But reality is coming from her, Radhika. In Indian culture, they talk about only the male, not female. But the bhakti is coming from the Alladini. Alladini. So basic starting in our life. Right?
Right.
Clear?
Maybe I'm wrong. I have one question.
Say me. You cannot be wrong. You are listening Kesab Baba. After listening Kesab Baba, nobody can be wrong.
But still, it came to me, maybe it's misunderstanding, that actually the Bhakti Devi, Vrinda Devi, is an expansion of Ananka Manjari.
So Anang Manjari, what is Anang Manjari? Who is Anang Manjari? Why you not say made the source?
Because it's out of the Kunja.
But it's all Anang Manjari. She is the source. Then you will say, where is Aladhani Shakti is coming from? Krishna. Okay, but giving, who is giving? Why not Krishna himself is taking Aladhini Shakti? Because he need one to give. How he can receive himself without giving? Maybe Radhika is also, they are not separate. But for expansion of his Leela, he do this. So the major portion is Allad, who gives to Krishna. If you see, everything is Radha Krishna. But Krishna, why Aladhini Shakti he gives? Because he wants to receive, he is not satisfied alone. Why Anang Manjari come? Because Radhika thinks that alone she cannot do, so she expands herself. But who is the source? Radhe, source of giver is the source. You see the Radha Kun? He is giving to Shyam Kun. This is the way of giving. Giving. Non-stop flowing. Yeah.
Just as Krishna cannot find any other gopi but Sri Radha to relieve him of the suffering of separation from Sri Radha. Similarly,
you only suffer separation from Radhika. All are giving, but nobody gives Radhika. That is the suffering. Everyone ready to give. All become gopi and sakhi and everyone. But what she wants to give, she has a big heart. What she give, what she do, in all reverse circumstances, nobody can do. That is the pain in separation for Krishna. If we know Sri Radhika.
Similarly, no one else but she can soothe the devotee's suffering of separation from her. How merciful Sri Gurudeva was to introduce
devotee suffering for her, and Krishna is suffering also for her. And devotee also suffering for her, because without love what I will do? I'm empty, feeling less. Without you, what will happen to me? Empty.
How merciful Sri Gurudeva was to introduce me to the maid service of such a Radharani.
You see, then Nistha coming. So that to Nistha coming in this point. What a mercy, what a gift Gurudev give me that he introduced me as a maid servant of Radhika to me. When we realize this point, then we develop Nistha in Gurudev. Before Sardha, then still faith with doubts. Nistha coming, this point, how he introduced me, how he changed my life by showing this way.
How merciful Sri Gurudeva was to introduce me to the maid service of such a Radharani. How sad that I do not realize this.
This is my sadness. This is my suffering by Gurudev. I don't realize this. What my life will going to be changed with this way. This is sadness. This is my pain. Now I realize what a mercy was in my life.
Instead of the lotus feet of this Radha, I prefer profit, adoration.
I want to become prophet. Adore by others.
And instinction in this world.
This I prefer. Bogus or not? I don't want to be a maidservant, I want to be a prophet, preacher. I want to be
adored
by others. Crazy. I'm a servant, I want adoring from others. How I will be a servant?
And distinction.
And differentiating.
Yeah.
Speciality, to be special.
Differentiate others. Faithiness. This good, this bad, this good, this bad. Something is missing. Not Radha Dasyam is 100%.
Instead of the lotus feet of this Radha, I prefer profit.
Traveling Europe, America. Really? Profit, become profit.
I prefer profit, adoration.
adore me. I'm your guru. Really?
And distinction in this world.
You see?
This is surely the result of committing offenses for innumerable births. Although I have received the mercy of the saints and my guru, I am still deprived of it. How unfortunate.
Because of my wrong decision, I block myself. Very sensitive. By knowing I forget myself.
So we stay with Guru to remind us. Sadhu mukhe kathamrita shuniya vama lachita nahi bhelo aparada karana. Thakur Mahashaya. I could not hear the nectarian words of the saints because of committing offenses. Suffering great separation, Srila Raghunadas Goswami weeps. Then Swamini mercifully calls him, Tulasi, come. Sri Raghunadas sits up and sees another transcendental picture. A dice game has begun in the grove of Sudevi Sakhi. Sukumari means tender Radhika. Could not stand up against heroic Krishna during the water sports, the honey drinking thing, or the swinging pastime. So now the Sakis are finding a way to defeat Nagara Krishna. Fair-faced Krishna sits facing the fair-faced Radhika in Sudevi's green grove, surrounded by all their dear loving girlfriends. First, they put Krishna's flute and Radhika's veena at stake, placing these stakes in front of them. Nandimukhi and Vrinda are the witnesses, and Kundalata is the conductor of the moves of the pawns. Lalita sits on Radha's side and Madhu Mangal on Krishna's side as advisors. No one else can interfere by undoing a move that is already made, or vice versa. First, they must open the hands before they can throw. And when someone throws 17 or more, the hand must also be opened. Swamini says, Sundara, you can make the first move. Shyamasundar throws, but does not open his hand. Swamini shakes the dice between her hands and at the same time she shakes Krishna's mind with her soft smile. At the first throw, she immediately scores 17 and she opens her hand. The Sakis exchange meaningful glances with each other and say, we could understand that you would win this game. Oh, you cowherd boy. Just run after your cows with a stick in your hand, saying hi, hi to move them. What do you know about dice? During the second throw, Shyam opens his hand. Tulasi sits by Swamini's side in such a way that she can see her face. Swamini is bewildered when she sees Mohana's sweet form, and Mohan becomes engrossed in gazing at Radhika's sweet form. Will he ever see her like this again? There are very few people who love them. There are plenty of people who like to take form of God. No, who like to take from God. But there is no one who knows how to give to him. Everyone is busy taking from him. Should I do bhajan just for my own pleasure? Or should I forget about my own happiness and distress and do bhajan just to please them with my service? I am chanting because it makes me happy. But while chanting, do I remember he whose bliss knows no bounds when he hears me chanting? I don't mind to introduce myself as a pure devotee, but I am not aiming at the happiness of my Ishtadeva. I am mainly concerned with my own happiness and distress. In Srimad Bhagavat, it is seen that Bali Maharaj gave In Srimad Bhagavat, it is seen that Bali Maharaj gave everything to the Lord and just remained his gatekeeper. The gopis are the greatest devotees. Atma sukha dukha gopira nahika vichara. Krishna sukha hetu chashta mano yavahara. Krishna lagi yara sab kori parityaga. Krishna sukha hetu kore shuda anuraga. Chaitanya Charitamrita. The gopis do not consider their own happiness and distress. Their pure love makes them act just for Krishna's pleasure. For Krishna, they give up everything. Their pure love causes them just to act for Krishna's happiness. In Sri Radharani is again the greatest of them all. Govinda Lilamrita says, Krishnendriya halada gunair udhara Shri Radhika Rajati Radhikeva. Because she delights all of Krishna's senses with her beautiful attributes, Shri Radhika shines like Shri Radhika alone. She cannot be compared with anyone else, indeed. Because they have taken shelter Sri Radhika's lotus feet. This great love is also infused in the maidservant. They don't know anything else in this world but the happiness of the Yuga Lucky Shore, the youthful couple. Srila Raghunadas Goswami prays to Sri Rupa Manjari in his Sankalpa Prakasha Stotra. O Sathi Rupa Manjari, may Sudevi teach me the art of dice playing. When the youthful couple play the dice in the assembly of fair-eyed girls born in Gokula. With the words of my eyes, I shall declare my Srinatha, beautiful mistress, to be the winner. With the words of my eyes, I shall declare my Srinatha, beautiful mistress, to be the winner. Swamini is completely bewildered when she sees Mohan's moon-like face. And Mohan makes some noise to distract her. At that moment, Tula seduces Swamini a hint with her eyes, and Swamini wins. As soon as Mohan loses, he picks up his flute. Swamini tries to take the flute away, saying, "Give me your flute." But Shyam does not want to give it. He is Rasika Shekara, so he wants to play a little bit. He won't hand over the flute, so Swamini tries to grab it from him. They both start pulling a little bit at the flute, and Swamini says, "I have won. Why don't you give me your flute? Your flute is very naughty. It spoils everything. I will throw it into the Yamuna." Mohan hides his flute behind his head. So Swamini throws herself on him with her full weight and snatches it away from him, making him relish an extraordinary spiritual flavor with her Vamya Bhava, attitude of opposition. "First, I give you something that you desire, and then I will take your flute. I will immerse you in the notion of bliss by snatching the flute from you." That is Swamini's mood. Can you imagine Shyama Nagara's condition then? He loosens his grip on the flute, so Swamini has the chance to snatch it from his hand and throw it to Tulasi, who quickly hides it somewhere. In this way, Swamini steals the flute by enchanting Shyam. There must have been some enchanting herb on her breast. Thus, Swamini is known as Jayashri, the beautiful goddess of victory. The Sakis and Manjaris lean against each other, laughing and laughing. When our hero comes back to his senses, he sees that he lost his flute. So he says, "Where is my flute?" Sri Radhika says, "Who knows? You were defeated, but you didn't hand it in. We don't know where your flute is. Surely you must have taken it." Swamini jokingly says, "Why should I? You think we have a shortage of firewood at home?" "And even if we were short of wood, with this much wood, we cannot even heat up some milk." "Why then should we take your small bamboo flute? And she meaningfully looks at Lalita, who is then immediately searched by Krishna. Lalita blinks at Vishakha, so Krishna goes up to Vishakha and feels if she has the flute on her body or not. Thus Krishna looks for his flute on all the 8 Sakis and all the Manjaris, starting with Sri Rupa Manjari. Thus Krishna looks like a blue swan, relishing all the golden lotus flowers, gopis, in the nectar ocean of Sudevi's grove. There is no limit to their ecstasy. Suddenly, the vision vanishes. And Sri Raghunadas prays. Oh, Sri Radhika. This is the end. Oh, Sri Radhika, Rasamai, when you play dice with the king of Rasikas in the Kunja, all the Sakis that shine like a host of moons surround you. When can I witness that pastime? You are both full of nectarian flavors. Neither one of you is inferior because you are named Kalavati, the artful girl, and Kalaguru, the teacher of all arts. When you cleverly exchange glances, speak, and make gestures while you throw the dice, Cupid is defeated. Oh, Dhani, you are so expert at that play that you became victorious in all respects. When you see that Vamshidhar is defeated, you forcibly snatch his flute away just for some rasic fun, and you hand it to me. On your indication, I blissfully hide the Murali flute, and the Sakis clap their hands when they see that Hari cannot get it back, despite an elaborate search. Jai Shri
Radhe, Radhe, Radhe.